This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Britain and the European Union are on the cusp of striking a narrow trade deal Thursday. The United Kingdom appears headed for a much more distant relationship with its biggest trading partner than almost anyone expected. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls in the Northeast. But for government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release, told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. More than 1,000 migrants from Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa were left to sleep in the cold after their camp in northwestern Bosnia burned down amid a dispute among Bosnian politicians over where to house them. On Wednesday, a fire destroyed the camp in Lipa, which housed about 1,200 people. Police and UN officials have said the blaze was probably started by migrants unhappy at the temporary closure of the camp, scheduled for the same day, and uncertainty about where they would be relocated in Bosnia. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday apologized for denying allegations that his office may have possibly violated Japan's strict political funding laws and admitted he was unaware what his office had done. He said he will correct his false statements in Parliament on Friday, making a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's longest-serving premier and one of its political blue bloods.